The man had taste. That's all the proof I need. Then please explain to me why he owned Lady Hawk on both VHS and the Laserdisc. A list of all the films in Halliday's collection at the time of his death was included in the appendices of Anorak's Almanac. We both had the list memorized. The guy was a billionaire. He owned millions of movies, most of which he probably never even watched. He had DVDs of Howard the Duck and Krull, too. That doesn't mean he liked them, asshat, and it sure as hell doesn't make them canon. It's not really up for debate, Homer, I said. Lady Hawk is an 80s classic. It's fucking lame, that's what it is. The swords look like they were made out of tin foil, and that soundtrack is epically lame, full of synthesizers and shit, by the motherfucking Alan Parsons Project? Lame-o-rama, beyond lame. Highlander 2 lame. Hey! I feigned hurling my Intellivision controller at him. Now you're just being insulting. Lady Hawk's cast alone makes the film canon. Roy Batty, Ferris Bueller, and the dude who played Professor Falcon in War Games. I searched my memory for the actor's name. John Wood, reunited with Matthew Broderick. A real low point in both of their careers, he said, laughing. He loved arguing about old movies even more than I did. The other Gunters in the chat room were now starting to form a small crowd around us to listen in. Our arguments were often high in entertainment value. You must be stoned, I shouted. Lady Hawk was directed by Richard fucking Donner. The Goonies, Superman the movie, you're saying that guy sucks? I don't care if Spielberg directed it. It's a chick flick disguised as a sword and sorcery picture. The only genre film with less balls is probably... freaking legend. Anyone who actually enjoys Lady Hawk is a bona fide USDA choice pussy. Laughter from the peanut gallery. I was actually getting a little pissed off now. I was a big fan of legend, too, and H knew it. Oh, so I'm a pussy. You're the one with the Ewok fetish. I snatched the Starlog out of his hands and threw it against a Revenge of the Jedi poster on the wall. I suppose you think your extensive knowledge of Ewok culture is going to help you find the egg? Don't start on the Andorians again, man, he said, holding up an index finger. I've warned you. I will ban your ass. I swear. I knew this was a hollow threat. So I was about to push the Ewok thing even further, maybe give him some crap for referring to them as Andorians. But just then, a new arrival materialized on the staircase. A total lamer by the name of Irock. I let out a groan. Irock and H attended the same school and had a few classes together, but I still couldn't figure out why H had granted him access to the basement. Irock fancied himself an elite Gunter, but he was nothing but an obnoxious poseur. Still, he did a lot of teleporting around the Oasis, completing quests and leveling up his avatar, but he didn't actually know anything, and he was always brandishing an oversized plasma rifle the size of a snowmobile, even in chat rooms where it was totally pointless. The guy had no sense of decorum. Are you cocks arguing about Star Wars again? He said, descending the steps and walking over to join the crowd around us. That shit is so played out, yo. I turned to H. If you want to ban someone, why don't you start with this clown? I hit reset on the Intellivision and started another game. Shut your hole, Penisville, Irock replied, using his favorite mispronunciation of my avatar's name. He doesn't ban me because he knows I'm elite. Ain't that right, H? No, H said, rolling his eyes, that ain't right. You're about as elite as my great-grandmother, and she's dead. Screw you, H, and your dead grandma. Gee, Irock, I muttered. You always manage to elevate the intelligence level of the conversation. The whole room just lights up the moment you arrive. So sorry to upset you, Captain No Credits, Irock said. Hey, shouldn't you be on Incipio panhandling for change right now? He reached for the second Intellivision controller, but I snatched it up and tossed it to H. He scowled at me. Prick. Poseur. Poseur? Penisville is calling me a poseur? He turned to address the small crowd. This chump is so broke that he has to bum rides to Greyhawk just so he can kill kobolds for copper pieces, and he's calling me a poseur? This elicited a few snickers from the crowd, and I felt my face turn red under my visor. Once, about a year ago, I'd made the mistake of hitching a ride off-world with IROC to try to gain a few experience points. After dropping me in a low-level quest area on Greyhawk, the jerk had followed me. I'd spent the next few hours slaying a small band of kobolds, waiting for them to respawn, and then slaying them again over and over. My avatar was still only first level at the time, and it was one of the only safe ways for me to level up. IROC had taken several screenshots of my avatar that night and labeled them Penisville, the Mighty Kobold Slayer. Then he'd posted them to the hatchery. He still brought it up every chance he got. He was never going to let me live it down. That's right. I called you a poseur, poseur. I stood and got up in his grill. You're an ignorant, know-nothing twink. Just because you're 14th level, it doesn't make you a Gunther. You actually have to possess some knowledge. Word, H said, nodding his agreement. We bumped fists. More snickering from the crowd, now directed at IROC.